Good morning. It is a good morning. We are alive, isn't it? It's a wonderful day ahead of us. We thank God for waking us up today. We didn't have to wake up, but here we are. So we praise God for this day that He had seen eons of time ago, but way back in eternity, He saw this and willed and predetermined it in His mind. So we bless His name today. This is Friday, May 31st. You're dialed in to Maximum Radio. And the program is Global Time with Jesus Christ. Today's theme is Kneeling in the Gap. Yes, we thank you for joining us and for determining that you will begin your day bowed before the throne of our great God. And He is great. The name of God that we are invoking today is Elohim. This E-L-O-H-I-M. Elohim. And the meaning of that awesome name is God, Judge, Creator. Well, He's at work. He's in action. He created us. He made His judgments concerning us that we would be alive in this hour. And He is certainly being God for us and over us. This is the word Elohim that was used in Genesis 1:1. When it said, in the beginning, God. So, Elohim, God, Judge, Creator. So we thank God for His being and who He is to us. It gives us the security that we want and do need. I want to thank you again for joining us. And I don't know if you heard the news on last evening. I heard just a little bit of it. Yesterday, the Spirit of God placed on our prayer agenda to pray for schools and for students. And it was early evening on yesterday that I heard that there was some kind of bomb scare of some kind. I don't have the details, but at the Seton Hall University. And so they emptied their premises. I don't know what the end result of that was, but the point I'm making is that I thank God for the guidance of His Holy Spirit. He guided us to pray for the schools, pray for the students at every level, at kindergarten, grade school, high school, college, and to pray for the exposing of all of the plots of the adversary. And I believe that's what might have occurred. Please do not quote me. I don't have all the details. I did not follow up on that. But I just thanked the Lord when I heard a little bit of details that I did receive. I thanked the Lord that we were obedient and on point. Well, we want to pray today. First of all, let's present ourselves to the Lord and go into His presence intentionally. Heavenly Father, we come to You now, and we enter Your gates with thanksgiving, and we do enter Your courts with praise. Father, we give You glory, we give You honor, we bless Your holy name. We bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name, for He is our Lord, who forgives us of all our sins, who heals us of all our diseases, who redeems our lives from destruction, and who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies and satisfies our mouth with good things. He is the one. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you for that your word says in Psalms 103 that you will renew our youth like the eagles and execute righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. That you give your angels charge over us. We thank you, Lord, for giving us mercy for those who fear you, and that your mercy is everlasting to everlasting. We thank you, Lord, for removing all our transgressions. We repent of all our sins, all our iniquities, and we do accept your promise and your offer to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, to forgive us as well. So, Lord, we bless your name today, and to you be the glory and the honor and the power forever and ever. Once again, welcome to all our prayer partners and friends everywhere on this wonderful day. I received news on yesterday that Erica Lee, and she's a wonderful young lady that is part of our church family, that her mother passed on yesterday. And so we do want to pray for that family, that they are strengthened, that peace comes and rest with them, and that they're losing, if you will, their mother at this point, and mother, sister, and all of what she means to them, that good would come out of it, in that they would look above for strength and grace and mercy. It has to be a devastating time for them. She passed from an extended period of suffering from cancer. And so we pray for them now. We don't have any details other than her passing, and we're waiting for further details so we may receive from the Lord what we should do to bring comfort to the family as best as we can. So let us pray for them right now. I ask you to agree with me as we lift them up before the Lord. Father, we come to you right now together as a unit. We are lifting up the Erica Lee family, even as they experience this devastating bereavement. We pray that the peace and comfort and soundness of mind that can only come from you would reign largely in their lives from second to second, from minute to minute, hour to hour, every day, so that they will sense and know how real you are, and that your ability to give comfort in these times of great grief is real, and they will honor and worship you, knowing that all things are in your hands. You are, in truth, God, Judge, and Creator. And we thank you that we can call on you, we can kneel in the gap today for them, believing that they will sense and feel your presence. There will be a peace that passes all understanding. They will not be able to fathom and figure why there is this peace when there's such great sadness and grief, but it's because of you, and they will know. They will look up, and this will be a marker of the occasion that they sought you out and really connected with you in ways that they had never experienced before, so that even this sad occasion will be one that's a marker of the reception of joy and peace. Peace with you. Joy because your spirit is within them. So we thank you on today that we can call on you, and we're believing you that your peace, because there's nothing that we can say in terms of words that will that can help. We're just believing and trusting you. We're just knowing that you're prayer answering God. So we believe you right now that this is an opportunity for you to appear in their lives in a special, a very special way. And we say praise the Lord, and we say amen as well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you have a prayer request, you have a prayer burden, if that is the case, well, feel free to give a voice to it, because we're in a powerful space of agreement in prayer, and God does hear our prayer and is answering. So don't miss the opportunity. We have an audience with him, and he's present with us if we with him. So don't be afraid to voice your prayer request. It's great to begin the day this way in his presence. Amen. Amen. Because our theme and purpose is to kneel in the gap, that's our purpose, and we feel the weight and sense of lostness that exists in our families, and even maybe in our homes and our communities, and certainly in all the earth, there's a lostness that exists and is still there. And we want to pray for the lost today. We want to kneel in the gap for them. And believing that somewhere, somehow, many will come to know the Lord today. They will find the courage and break through every resistance, every hindrance, and take the kingdom of God by force, the offer of this great salvation. So today is the day of salvation. Heavenly Father, we come to you in not in our name, but in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. He is to us the rescuer, the purchaser, the one that gets us out of the predicament called sin. We are able to escape by way of the cross, and we come in his name. So, Heavenly Father, we pray for the lost of the earth today, of the world. And it may seem to us a huge undertaking, and it is. It's a God-sized undertaking. So we come and we kneel before you in your presence, representing and praying for the lost of the world on this day, that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth on this day would be saved. We know that's your plan and that's your purpose. As we intercede, we use our faith, believing that thousands, if they have the opportunity to make Jesus Christ their Lord, we ask the Lord of the harvest to thrust in the perfect laborers to interact with these lives this day, to share the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand it, that it will touch their hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray and do bring this petition, and we come with thanksgiving. And today we even pray for the translators who are rushing to get your word into the native languages, which is quite often most challenging, so that communities everywhere, even in remote areas, will be able on this day to know you and to come to you, understanding your plan and purpose as they see it in their language. So we pray for the Wycliffe translators and other organizations that are involved with that, that are doing your will and doing your bidding, representing you to the ends of the earth. We pray today that you would strengthen all of those workers. You would quicken them. And if they're in any danger right now, we pray that your ministering angels will surround them and keep them. Put a hedge of protection around each of them. And if they're in any need, that their needs would be met right now in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord, that your plan is successful across the earth, even on today. And we thank you for the privilege of being a part of that plan, where we are calling on heaven. We are beckoning to heaven for help, and we are dependent on heaven for everything that we need. And we see your plan being successful, even as we were found by you because of the prayers and intercession of some folk, sometime, somewhere, that the gospel came to us. And we are here in order to be now the ones to fill the gap. So we're kneeling in the gap today, and we thank you, Lord, for that. And we do bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Give him, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. The purpose of our program is to engage in the activity that God has assigned us as believers. We want to take on the task that he has given to us, and what a privilege it is that we can get before him like we are, and pray and speak into his plan for the entire earth. That's why it's called Global Time with Jesus Christ. It's global. God's work is global. And we are being heard in many, many places, some that you would be surprised. We are getting reports, and we are thanking God for that. Now, it is possible for a believer to have an addiction of some kind. We are being perfected, and we are asked to be perfect as he is perfect. However, that's a task that is undertaken by the Holy Spirit and by us as well. So it's an independent, rather an interdependent operation. So we want to pray for the deliverance of any yokes or addictions that's, in the life of any believers, even those of us that are on this program today. So we say, dear Heavenly Father, we stand in faith on the authority that we have as believers in Jesus Christ and a co-worker to his kingdom. Your word says that Satan has come down with great wrath, knowing that he has only a short time. We know, Lord, that you are the only answer. We know, Lord, that the enemy comes to steal our lives, to kill and destroy our families. In the name of the conquering Lion of Judah, Jesus Christ, we bind every evil spirit and every evil plan that the enemy has planned to keep us in any kind of bondage and addiction. God's word says that you have plans for good and not evil. And all of that's concerning us, good. And we claim your plan for our lives right now, so that we can function even as we are right now, kneeling in the gap. So you have given us all authority through Jesus Christ to execute this judgment on the forces of Satan, according to Psalms 149 and verse 5. Your word says that the adversaries of the Lord shall be broken in pieces in your perfect timing, and will bring salvation, restoration, and healing to us, according to Samuel chapter 2, verse 10. So, Lord, with each new day, help us to be strong and continue to trust you. Bring into our eyes and hearts an honesty that sees our true situation, and find strength in your goodness and guidance. So we declare release today for every believer from any addiction, and we receive our renewed joy in living from this day forward, according to Psalm 21, verse 1 to 3. Let us not be ashamed, for we put our trust in you. Cleanse our mind of all darkness and fill it with love and light. Let your love and light penetrate our hearts and our minds. Almighty God, our judge, our creator, you sent Jesus to set the captives free. So we know your power and we know your might. We ask that you deliver us from all addictions and bondages that has kept us from being and doing our very best. We know, Lord, that you are our strength. You can and will deliver us from this evil. So help us to arm ourselves with strength and hope. Help those around us to give us sound and godly advice. We believe in miracles, and according to your word in Psalms 149, 5 through 9, because you are our deliverer. So Heavenly Father, we ask you to send your angelic warriors to drive back this stronghold of addiction, so that you, not only are God, but you get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I pray that someone somewhere is finding hope once again and finding deliverance. Finding a stairway to a new level of living, a new level of life that pleases God and releases them to be used extensively, powerfully by the Lord in many, many ways. God wants us totally free. Amen and amen. Well, once again, we want to thank all of our prayer partners for joining us so faithfully. I notice some of you do not miss a day. And what I think most of you that are on today don't miss a day. And we thank you. I love to pray. However, I'm glad I don't have to pray by myself. Amen. Glad that you're with us. So thank you. And we bless your name on this day. I want to encourage you and ask you to do something that I think would be of tremendous benefit to all of you and all of us, is to, during the day, keep some kind of note-taking material with you to put your thoughts down as the Holy Spirit speaks to you. Expect him to speak to you during this day. He does speak, you know, and expect him to speak to you. You don't have to have a title. You don't have to have a special occupation in order to have him speak to you. You are his, and he is yours, so you can be confident that he wants to talk with you and to you. He wants to have a conversation with you, and he does that routinely, and you'd be surprised some of the familiar places that I don't know what it is about that, but there are certain places I know in my own experience, and I've heard people say the same thing. One of the familiar places that the Lord likes to speak with me when I'm quiet is when I'm in I'm shaving. I'm in the restroom preparing myself, getting dressed or something. And I don't know what about that space, but it works. So God has places. I think it has to do with the quiet. That's what it is. It has to do with the quiet. So make notes, and you may want to share some of the things that God is saying to you with us on this program, because he says he will show us great and mighty things. Yeah, he wants to share that with us. So make it a habit. Some of you may even want to take it to the next level and begin to do a diary, a daily diary, that actually you're able to go back and look at as if it were a book of remembrance to see how God has moved, what he has said, what he has spoken directly to you. So let me bless you and pray concerning you. I thank God for you. So let's just surrender ourselves, our time of closing. Father, we give our hearts to you, Lord, and please teach us to be humble. We give our feet to you, Lord. Please help us not to stumble, and we give our eyes, because they belong to you, Lord, to see.
Yes, Father.
The holy way. Help us to look straight ahead and seek you every day with our ears.
Yes.
Let us hear you, Lord, every time you call. We give ourselves to you, Lord. We will obey your law. We give our hands to you, Lord. We lift them up in praise, and we will worship you, Lord, all
yes,
of our blessed days. Our mouth we give to you, Lord. We shout with victory. We love to you, Lord. Now we are living free. Amen.
Yes,
and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We lift your name on high. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God.
Oh,
blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
You are the
Lord.
I am. Yes, Lord. And we thank you,
Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Is your name. Thank you, Lord.
Have a blessed day, Pastor. God bless you.
God bless everyone.
God bless
you, Pastor.
Everyone again.
Welcome.
To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all
Amen.
Ages and forever. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless everyone.
God bless.
Amen.
Thank you.